This additional business is for the consideration of a request for rehearing for case 12337, Lands of Ariel Gonzalez. Following the meeting of July 15, 2019, a letter was received by Mr. Gonzalez stating that his son was injured and with this emergency was unable to attend the meeting. Also included in this letter was a request for a rehearing. In addition, Mr. Gonzalez supplied a letter from Dr. Alfred Antanda, MD, asking that we excuse Mr. Gonzalez for his absence.
And I'll note to the board, we don't get this very often. A motion for rehearing is something allowed under the board rules. It's not one where there's a hearing on it. It's simply a submission by the applicant. You may recall that we had a hearing in July. No one appeared. The board denied it for lack of representation. We submitted, approved the written findings of that. So the applicant had 10 days from there to file a motion for rehearing, which is what's been submitted before you. One of the reasons where a board may allow for a motion to rehear a case is if there's mistake, inadvertent surprise, or excusable neglect. This one, I think the argument here that I can gather from reading the application, the applicant's submission, is that this would be excusable neglect due to the health of a family member the night of the hearing. And just to give you an idea, that the courts have held that carelessness and negligence are not necessarily excusable neglect. Excusable neglect is neglect which might have been the act of a reasonably prudent person under the circumstances. That's kind of the standard that you're dealing with. So what you just have is a determination as to whether or not this should be reheard or not.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve the request.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Aye, too. So vote 5-0. We vote that we will rehear the case. So additional business, but we don't have, it would be nice to have, in case we wanted to bring something up. Not there today, tonight. I mean, it has to be on there, right? Additional business.
We typically have just put additional business, and there's been times where there's not been anything listed. So if there was I think we could put something like a general discussion by the board of procedures and questions.
Like four things that I would like to discuss, but okay. I'm going to have to wait till the next meeting.
Okay. What we could do is we can make sure that we put that on the agenda for the next meeting as a specific item topic of question or board procedures.
Just
or
general discussion. Can I bring it up now or no?
I mean, we have additional business, so
okay. So one thing, I think we need to write a letter to Insight Homes, reiterating the small lot guidelines and Vista design. Also, because that might have saved a lot of heartache and tonight problems tonight.
Did you also have you already requested a letter be sent to Delmarva Pole Building?
Well, that's my next thing.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we've had an issue with them. So if there was any way we could send a little bit of stronger worded letter, and I'm not sure that we have that power, but somebody in the department should, because it's not right to the people, and when they sign and they initial that they understand the setbacks, there's no excuse. So, and then as we make motions to grant the variances, and I know, you know, we got a lot going on, but sometimes maybe we should point out in detail why we're granting those. I know it's, and I've done the same thing. It's very easy to say, I believe that they have met all the criteria for granting a variance, but
it is helpful in that for a couple reasons. One is the drafter of the findings. It gives me insight as to what you think is important so that when you have the findings before you, you can hopefully have something that reflects what your thought process was. But the other component of that is that if there were appeals, either approvals or denials, the attorneys involved will often look at the transcript of what was said, and it's helpful to know that we've gone through that process. So, you know, to the extent that you can give me
maybe be more detailed of why we're granting those variances or what our reasons are to make a motion.
I'm still trying to figure out when to say aye and yes for my reasons.
Well, we know this, add this to your list. But it is, I mean, it gives, it's that we're really, that they have convinced us that they have met those criteria, and if we specifically state each one and why, then they have. Does that make sense? Okay. Those were just my thoughts that I wrote down tonight.
Well, I was also going to say this. I don't know if you notice this dapper gentleman here. This is Scott Wilcox, I think you've all met. So he's going to be helping out in November with some of the meetings here. So I just thought he's here tonight to observe and chat with you all. So, but he'll be sitting in my seat at various points. So we'll be helping out, both of us will be helping you out. So
good. And then welcome. At the beginning of the night, I expressed concern about the position that an owner of a property was put in because of the actions of, and I've been here a very short period of time, you know, either a company or a corporation or a contractor. In some cases, we may have stubbed our own toe, but could we request what the process would be hypothetically speaking, tell me if I can't do this.
I think I can probably read your mind. We're probably delving into something that would be a good additional business item.
Okay.
Yeah, in detail.
Where we have a conversation on it.
How we're doing things.
I'm looking for a hammer.
Then so the
I'll go on the record.
Department can detail reflect to us what changes are being made.
I don't want the hammer, but I'm looking for one.
How about if we do this? At our next meeting, we'll put additional business item for discussion of county permitting process, so that, and I know Ms. Cornwell, I believe, is going to be here at that meeting. So perhaps we could just put that as an additional business item so we can have a more thorough discussion on that and get some clarity for the board and for staff.
I appreciate that. My specific question was going to deal with, if we requested a change to process, what would that involve in terms of a recourse?
And we can have a good discussion on that, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Jamie, had we send letters to home building?
Before.
We had
numerous.
Some letters.
I believe so.
Sure. They got on the boards. We sent letters.
Numerous.
I'm going to look and see what ones I've sent.
Yeah, we sent. I think we had them come in front of us too.
Yeah.
The old board.
Yeah, I believe we did.
Yes, we did.
But I'll look into that. And
yeah.
Well, I mean, the gentleman was here from the company at the public hearing, so.
We requested them at the meeting.
And one time they didn't show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, entertain a motion to adjourn if there is no other business before the board.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All righty.